Today I'm interviewing Dan Hughes. This is February 24th. And Dan has been an employee of the railroad. So Dan, I'm going to ask you how long that you lived in Waseca County.
All my life.
But you weren't born here, you told me?
I was born in Mankato.
How old were you when you started working on the railroad?
I was
out of high school, I suppose.
No, I was out of the service. I suppose I was 24, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't really know.
I know that your father worked on the railroad too. Was that an incentive for you to work?
I believe it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What responsibility did you have as a worker?
Well, I was a switchman. We were making up trains for go to Tracy or Winona.
Mm-hmm. And I gather that was a Chicago Northwestern.
Chicago Northwestern trains.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, there were passenger trains as well as freight.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And we had to work. If the passenger trains were coming in at night, we had to be clear of the main line so they could come through. We had to watch the time that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew where the train would come in.
This is right.
If we were working days or nights, and most of the time it was night work with us, and there was always one that came in at, I think it was a passenger train that came in around 10 o'clock at night or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or 11. I kind of forget now. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I bet it was too. You've seen some changes in the railroad now as far as their composure, what work they do.
When I started working, it was steam engines, and we used lanterns, and it was all hand signaling and everything, but now we, there was a time, too, that the steam engine was going out, and the diesel was coming in, and I worked in the yards in Waseca, and then I was laid off here and went up and worked in Tracy in the yards up there, and they had a diesel up there. And that's where I, of course, ran into the diesel engine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked in Watertown, South Dakota for a short time while I was on export.
Now, did you stay over there then, I suppose, when your work was there?
Yes. We stayed, I'd stay there a week or however long the guy was on vacation, whoever I was relieving. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was 2 weeks, sometimes it was a month. Depending upon what the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Now, I imagine that if there were any wrecks, did you ever experience any of those, trains getting off the track or anything?
We used to have a few derailments and get the section crew out to jack them up, and as far as having any wrecks, you don't have that many in the yard, but you will have a derailment once in a while.
Right. Do they still have them once in a while? Derailments?
Derailments, oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the change in the system. You mentioned something about from steam to diesel.
Well, when I started, it was all, we had steam engines, and they were talking then and about going to diesel, and it wasn't but a couple of years that I was sent up to Tracy to work on the extra board up there, and they had a diesel engine up there, and then they had them on, started putting them on, pulling freight trains and bringing them in. And it wasn't too long, and it was all diesel and no steam at all anymore.
Do you think that that's more expensive? I mean, now with the oil situation, is that what they burn now too?
Well, they have I don't know that it's any more expensive. It's cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have all that black smoke from coal and soot and what have you on the, and they don't make us, they can pull a lot more tonnage than a steam engine could.
Now, I notice the freight trains, and of course that's all we see now, but sometimes they have six engines and then the train seems to be about 2 miles long. Is that economical to do that rather than have more?
Well, I suppose they look at it that way. They don't have to use, I don't think they use all, even if they have six engines on there all the time, they don't have them all operating.
I see.
Maybe they only have two or three, but sometimes I'm not that up on it because I haven't been around with the railroad for so long, so I don't.
How many years did you work on the railroad, John?
I worked from October of 1945 until November 1947.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, we hear so much about the decline of the railroad system. Can you tell us what that was attributed to?
Well, I think that the lack of having the facilities to get it there faster than it took too long and the trucks came in and they could move it a little faster. They didn't have to sit and wait and, to make up a train to move it out of from one division to another to get it to where it was, the destination was supposed to be in Chicago or wherever. They had to get it to Winona and they put it on another train. And it took a little bit longer that way, and your truck could start out and be there in
Right, and trucks also got to the center of the city didn't they?
And they could go right. They could go right to the depot or wherever they had to unload the warehouse, wherever they had to unload. They could go right there and back in and unload it and be gone, where you'd have to.
Now you mentioned about side rails or side tracks. What was the purpose of those?
Well, at that time when we had lumber would come in by rail and coal would come in by rail for the lumber yards and cement, and you have to spot the car down by the lumber yard or wherever the coal bin or wherever they wanted to unload the coal. You'd have to sit there or have to spot the car down there so they could unload it, and that's why that you, or if it was a car of oil for gas or whatever for gas stations, they would have to be spotted down there and they could unload it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's many side rails anymore in this town? Or is there a need for it?
There's not a need for them anymore because most of the things come in by truck.
Mm-hmm. Now, railroads were important to agriculture in what way they were at their full force?
And moving grain, mostly, and
imagine animals too,
or whatever that stock that they had, they would move. They could move them by rail.
What special seasons or time of the year would you be apt to see the animals being moved?
Well, mostly I would say in the spring and in the fall.
Mm-hmm. And if they had to be held over, what arrangement was made for the animals to care for them?
Well, I think they had a little place where they could unload them and water them or
make them comfortable, I suppose.
Most of the time, if they, I think that they just kept them moving as fast as they could so they didn't have to unload them too often and mm-hmm. load them back up there, try to get them moved as quickly as possible mm-hmm. from one.
Right. Now, Waseca doesn't have its roundhouse anymore. I know it was useful when it was needed. How has it been that they could get away from having to have it now?
Well, they don't have the steam engines anymore, and that's what that was used for. Now all they have the diesels, and they don't. They keep them running all the time. It seems like as if they never stop them when they bring them in. They just keep them running, and they're ready to go all the time. It isn't like before you had to bring a steam engine in and to have to go down for a repair or something mm-hmm. like that.
Now, you never hear tell of snowplows going in front of the trains anymore. Why not? Even though we do have storms in the wintertime.
Well, the snowplow, the only time snowplow would go out is if the cut got.
Okay, now we were talking about the snowplows, and I think we've covered that pretty much.
Well, I don't know whether we.
You mentioned that the snowplows were only needed in times when they had to cut through snowbanks, and they didn't have the chance to do that any other way than with that. But now the newer ones have some.
Well, now they're getting so that they're trimming the banks back so that it doesn't, in the way that they're.
There isn't any need for that then.
Too much need for it.
Mm-hmm.
They still have them, and I imagine they still use them if they get into a real mm-hmm. bad storm.
Right. Would you say that the railroads really made Waseca?
Well, I'd say so. At that time when they started, this was the division point.
Mm-hmm. How many people worked where you did, Bud? I mean, were you the only one that was in that capacity, or did you have other people?
There was three of us. That we had my dad, Frank Rode, and myself,
mm-hmm.
and were the crew that would make up the trains that in and around Waseca and switch around and spot mm-hmm. the cars at these different when they came in for the lumber yard or for the.
Right. Whatever. Did you see many people that were just riding the rails because they wanted to get someplace?
I never seen that many at night when I was working, but I know that there was because I would see them in the train going on when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that they were. I didn't see that many. The years that I worked, there was a few, mm-hmm. yes, but not that.
Tell us a little bit about the railroad yard now. It looks different now. In what respect?
Well, I think that they have taken up some of the older track. Some of the, up by the depot up there, there's only the one main line that goes right down through there. They don't have any, they have a couple of side tracks there, but they've taken up some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know that they don't use the over at the lumber yard anymore. I don't think they've, or the bottling company or any of them places there, they haven't bought any cargo. I think they all come in, most of that stuff comes in by truck now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no coal or anything that they bring in.
What would you say is transported by rail now? I see those round cars. Are they tank cars?
They still have tank cars. I would imagine that they put all their day haul. They still haul concrete and grain and
logs. I see those.
Or they wood pulp and that. They still. I don't think that they. And they still haul coal.
Mm-hmm.
You see a coal once in a while going through, but they use them for the big. Places where they have generators where they need the type of fuel.
Now, this Chicago Northwestern, is its headquarters at Winona, or would you say it goes all the way to Chicago? Or?
Well, it goes all, this is just
a branch.
Branch, I would say, of Chicago Northwestern Railroad. It goes to Chicago. They have goes out as far as this division. I think was as far as what is it, here in South Dakota, I guess. Its headquarters is Chicago, yeah.
Well, I think, Bud, that we've covered all these areas now, and I'm just hoping that you'll come to the day that we have it at the historical building and we'll be able to play it back and you can hear it. And thank you very much, Bud.